This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Happy Friday. The weekend is right around the corner. The long weekend as well.
At least in Saskatchewan,
yes.
Anyway.
Yes. So us Saskatchewaners, we get to have that extra Monday day off unless, you know, you're in Manitoba and your work observes the holiday as well. But nonetheless, still a few things that will be happening over the weekend. I'll be heading out to Fort Qu'Appelle. Plus, you know, we're going to talk about this later, but yesterday we were at the Lobster Fest and I'm still feeling it.
No, it was a good time.
It was a fantastic, fantastic evening. If you haven't been to this, you got to go next year. And we'll tell you the reasons why in just a moment. But let's keep the music rolling here for now.
Eddie Q on Fox FM. He wrote that himself. 4 days to come up with something, and we got just that.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yesterday was probably one of the best times I've had this summer, which you might be hearing me say that a lot, actually. But we were at Lobster Fest, you and I, Reader, last night, and it was very enjoyable. I think it was both of our first times.
Yeah, right? I'd had a chance to go out to it as well. It was a great time.
Oh, 100%. I mean, we both got the steak dinner. We had a couple of people from the office come with us. They ended up getting the lobster. And I got to say, though, that lobster, I didn't think they would give you just a whole
lobster. Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just, you know, they cooked it lobster and then they just gave you pieces of it or something.
Oh, no.
Like that.
You get the whole shebang.
Yeah. Yeah. It was to the point where you have to bring your own tool, which I didn't know existed, to crack lobsters open and eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we got the steaks, and those are also very delicious with a bunch of other stuff. There was like mussels, there is salad, there is basically the whole shebang
all kinds of good dinner,
and yeah. It was just a fantastic time. The amount of people that attended, though.
That was great
to
see.
Yeah, it was packed. There was a lineup since dinner started, and that lineup was going on for probably an hour. Just people lining up to get their food.
But nobody went home hungry, man. That was, just a fantastic meal. J.J. Voss provided great entertainment as the performer for the evening. He was just excellent.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've actually heard J.J. Voss perform before, so it was really good. He has a fantastic voice, and he was also playing some of his original songs, but also doing some covers that a lot of people were familiar with and singing along to.
Oh,
it's
great.
Yeah, it was a fantastic time. And
the best part, seeing people get together.
Yeah.
You know, some, you know, friends that may have not seen each other in months or whatever due to, you know, the situation that we've all been living with for the past year and a half, but now things are opening up and we're able to get together and have a good time, and this is just another example of how we're getting back to it. It's awesome.
It is a very, very enjoyable thing to witness and also experience firsthand, you know, seeing people that you might be recognizing, chatting with just random people. I mean, there were some others that were sitting at the table. We ended up chatting with them. It was a fantastic time. And if you missed out on this, you gotta go next year. 2022 Lobster Fest, you better attend, because Reader and I are gonna be there as well.
Reader thought about learning to ride a unicycle, but with training wheels.
Isn't that just a tricycle?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
After a 29-year drought, Canada won gold in the women's eight rowing.
Yeah, the first time since 92 in Barcelona, the women's eight rowing led from start to finish. We got another gold. That's three gold now for Canada. So three gold, three silver, and five bronze we've got. And the cool thing, all the ladies. They're getting it done.
That is such an incredible achievement, man. The women's Canadian, the Canadian women have been powerhousing so far.
As we all know, Canadian women kick butt. And, of course, the soccer team, ladies soccer team, too, advancing to the semifinals. They beat Brazil 4-3 on penalties this morning.
That is really awesome. Hey, man, I'm going to be cheering on Canada for the soccer team. But, man, that'll be cool if we won on that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what a time during the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics.
If you can hear this, it means Eddie Q left the studio to grab more coffee. More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So I couldn't help but notice that Patrick made a post on our Facebook page yesterday saying that he loves summer except for one thing, which are wasps. And he's asking, if there was one thing that you could change about summer, what would it be? And I gotta agree with him. Wasps. As people might know, I'm spexophobic, which is the phobia of wasps. I have terrible nightmares about them, and I will wake up and I will be in a hot sweat because I think I'm being ravaged by wasps. So if we can get rid of them, I think I'd be okay with summer. I'm okay with mosquitoes. Ticks would be next, though, on the list. But if it's one thing, 100% wasps. Bees are cool, though.
Yeah.
Love bees.
If I could come up with ice cream that would be able to stay frozen in the heat and not melt and run all over your hands and everything else,
oh
that
my
would
God.
Be great.
Yes. No, 100%. The worst thing is, on a very hot summer day, you want ice cream and it melts.
Your ice cream doesn't stay very icy when it's super hot outside.
There was a time last month where I decided to get ice cream in my car, and as soon as I put it in the cup holder, it is pouring out everywhere onto my cup holder. I'm like, no, because I had to clean that
mess.
Up. I know. I had to clean up all that ice cream residue. But no, that is actually a clever one. I was just thinking, you know, maybe add more rain or maybe get rid of certain insects or something like that. But that is genius, yeah. Right there. You can check out the rest of the answers on Patrick's Facebook post. It's at More Fox FM. And if there was one thing that you can change about summer, what would that be?
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM morning show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
While we were out at Lobster Fest last night, of course, it was outdoors. Did you get bitten by mosquitoes?
Not really.
Man, I got completely destroyed.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I am very attractive to mosquitoes. I'm like an all-you-can-eat buffet. You know how in the cartoons, there's like the pie outside the window and the smell just gets everybody floating towards the pie? I'm like that, but with mosquitoes. It's just, for some reason, they love me. I got bites on my arms and all over my legs, and I've been scratching geez. Like crazy this morning.
I don't know if I hardly got a bite at all.
Do you normally get bitten a lot by mosquitoes?
You know, I've been pretty lucky.
Yeah.
Right from the time that I was a kid, I've never been one to really get a lot of mosquito bites. I mean, I get them, but
yeah.
Some people will get eaten alive with them, and I'll get a few bites here and there, but not anything crazy.
It's funny.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. There we go. The board here is made out of wood, so I gave it a good knock.
Ideally, it stays that way, but I've been lucky.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I have the exact opposite experience. I'd go camping with friends, or I'd go to any outdoorsy event, and they would get bitten a couple of times by mosquitoes, but I am just, again, just ravaged. I'm eaten alive. Maybe it's because I do have universal blood donor or donor blood. So maybe because of that, the mosquitoes are like, I got to get some of that O negative blood. I think that's what it is. But nonetheless, I'm a little bit itchy, and I got to see if I can find some of the afterbite stuff that you can get that really does help.
When I do get bites, they are always in the itchiest spots.
Really? Like where, like your armpits?
Or like on my feet or something. Places where they get itchy and you know you shouldn't scratch them. But then you scratch them and it feels wonderful to scratch them, but it's the worst thing to do.
Yeah, I do the whole thing where I scratch around it. I don't know if that actually makes any sort of difference, but it does feel so satisfying to scratch a mosquito bite, as much as you're not supposed to.
Believe it or not, Reader's actually a decent trumpet player. So, Halsey, Miley, yeah, he's your guy.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We were just talking about mosquito bites and how I feel like I'm always getting bitten by them. Well, a listener messaged us and says mosquitoes are more attracted to O-type blood, which I have. So I'm like, that's not true. I searched it up. It's true. Studies show that mosquitoes are for some reason more attracted to people that have O-type blood. Not just that, but those that exercise a lot and also those that sweat or those that have high body temperatures also are attractive to mosquitoes.
While we learn something today.
This is exactly why I'm getting bitten a lot. Twice as likely, apparently, according to this study. So I'm just a feast to those bloodsuckers.
Complaining that it's too hot outside? Fox FM's Eddie Q is complaining that it's not hot enough.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I'm going to be oot a boot this weekend. One of them is going to be today. Normally, you do this on Fridays, the freebie freezy summer Fridays.
Yeah.
Where you usually hang out at a park and handing out some freezies to some people at the parks. And
some of my favorite alliteration, freebie freezy Friday from Fox FM.
Oh, I love it. If only your name was Frieder. with Frieder from Fox. And I'm going to go this time.
Yeah, you're going to step in to take over today.
Heck yeah, I'm going to go to Springside. Mm-hmm. So the Springside Park, I'll be there between 12:30 and probably around 1:30. So if you're out in the park in Springside, make sure to check me out. I'm the dude with the long hair and glasses and beard, and also holding a box of freezies. That's something that
yes,
you really
hopefully
can't
lots
miss.
Of kids show up and
oh yeah, it'll be fun to just hand them out to anybody who would want them. It'll be just a fun time interacting with some of the folks over in Springside.
It's a great way to make friends.
Oh, 100%.
Who doesn't love freezies?
Everybody. What is your favorite freezy flavor, though?
Two. Orange and grape.
Orange is good. Grape is also great, but
they're my two favorites.
I will have to say, for me, blue raspberry and the white one. I forget the flavor, but it's great.
Yeah.
I always forget what the flavor of the white freezy is.
I think they're supposed to be, like, cream soda? Does that sound about right?
I can't remember. Hey, if you know what the flavor of the white freezy is, can you let us know? Because Reader and I are
flavor.
Yeah, we're having a big brain fart moment at the moment. But either way, though, I'll take any sort of flavor of freezy. And it is just a great way to cool off in the summer.
Reader's old enough to be his co-worker's dad. Just stop trying to have the talk with them.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So yesterday, we had a little bit of an interview talking about the Fort Qu'Appelle Fun in the Sun. It's kicking off tomorrow.
You're going to be heading down there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. We're going to be part of the parade. You're going to see a little Fox logo on our vehicles driving down the streets.
Get to cruise around and wave at everybody.
Yeah, can I do like a queen wave where I cut my hand?
If you like.
Hello, Fort Qu'Appelle. And looking forward to it. It's going to be great. If you're near or in it, or if you're not doing anything on Saturday, make the drive out to Fort Qu'Appelle. It's not too far from here, and it's going to be fun. I think the parade starts off at around 11 o'clock. There's going to be barbecue, some gardens, drink gardens happening at around 2 p.m.
Fireworks. Grand opening of the play structure, the Lions Club play structure at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Then fireworks in the evening to kind of cap everything off. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, 100%. So, again, you want something to do on a Saturday, Fort Qu'Appelle. Yeah, head out there for their Fun in the Sun.
When Fox FM's Eddie Q says he goes out, he means he's making a trip to the store.
All right, the mall.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I think it's the daily reminder about the Fox FM Mega Music Survey. So, yeah, if you haven't taken it yet, or if you're a little bit of the way through it, why not finish it? You have until August 8th to do so.
Yeah, a little over a week. So not too much time left to complete the survey, but there is still the opportunity to do so. And remember, if you finish the survey, you get through the whole thing and wrap it up, you'll be registered in for a chance to win yourself $500.
Yeah, and that is only if you complete the survey, which it is quite a large one, but you can save your progress, continue whenever you want. So, you know, maybe take 15 minutes today, couple minutes tomorrow, so on and so forth, until you slowly chip away at the survey. And the way it works is listen to a short clip of a song and you give it a rate. Like it, hate it, love it, in between. Are you tired of the song or not? That's basically how it works.
Yeah, it's very simple. And at the end, of course, there is the potential reward for a cash prize of $500. And don't forget, there are a number of ways that you can access the survey. You can go to it through our free Fox FM app. You can also visit our website, foxfmonline.ca, or you can text the word survey to 306-783-3699, and we'll shoot you back a link.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.